We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Dam, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Zayin. Vizeh Bechinas Sheva Shabosis. Based on what we've been learning till now, we can understand also why Sfira Soimer is specifically 7 weeks. Ki Iker Horotzayin V'Kisuf Nigdusha. Shemizenas nefoshois hu b'Shabbos. We spoke before about when a person has rotzayin d'kedusha, when a person has the right desires and yearnings, that generates nefoshois, souls. Now Rav Nosson Zal tells us you should know that not all times are the same. This takes place 7 days a week, but it takes place on Shabbos much, much stronger than at any other time, than any of the other days. Because Shabbos is the time when a person is supposed to have the greatest desire and yearnings for holiness. As we say in the Kiddush on Friday night, and also in the Shmone Esreis, Bi'ahavo uverotzoin hinchaltonu, that Hashem has given us Shabbos with ahavo and rotzoin. V'oz mizgale raiva deriven, and on Shabbos is when there is revealed the highest possible level of yearning and desire for kedusha, which is called raiva deriven at mincha time on Shabbos. Rotzoin sheberetzoinos, that's the Hebrew translation of raiva deriven. V'alkein oz zoichin lenefesh yisera, and this is why the Gemara tells us that on Shabbos a Jew is zoiche to receive an additional nefesh, an additional soul. Kemoy shekosuv kivoy shovas vayinofash, on that day on Shabbos Hashem rested vayinofash, and He gave us this additional nefesh. V'ikra nefesh yisera zoichem b'Shabbos al yedei ha-hishtoikikus v'kisufin d'kedusha. And what decides the quality of the neshama yisera that a person has on Shabbos is the yearnings that the person has for kedusha. B'bechinas, as the Gemara says in Be'a, kivon sheshovas vay ovdo nefesh, that as soon as Shabbos begins, a Jew who really has the right sensitivities and everything, as soon as Shabbos begins, he starts thinking, oy, 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 this special nefesh yisera, this neshama yisera that I have for Shabbos, is going to be leaving. When? At the end of Shabbos. But he starts feeling that fear of losing it from the moment that he gets it, the moment it begins. And it's that feeling, that desperate feeling of wanting to hold on to the neshama yisera nefesh yisera, that's what creates the fire and the light and the intensity of this neshama yisera. Shemizgagin achar nefesh, the person has a tremendous yearning for that nefesh. They don't want to see it go away. Vaydeze zoichin lenefesh yisera, and that's what brings on that nefesh yisera. And that's what raises the quality of it and the intensity of it. K'moy shekosov Rabbeinu Zal Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Lamed Aleph and Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom u'bedaf Mem Hei. Look over there, and also in Daf Mem Hei, over there in Likutei Moran. Ki Shabbos kol mikol habechinos anal, because Shabbos is a composite of all the different things we spoke about. Ki Shabbos hu bebechinas tikkun habris. Shabbos represents the highest level of tikkun habris of the 7 days of the week. K'moy shekosov, as the Torah says, bris oilam beinu v'ein bnei Yisrael. Shabbos is called bris, a covenant. Va'oz hu bechinas emuna b'shleimus. And Shabbos is also the time when the emuna is on the highest level. Ki Shabbos moira al chiddush olam. Because when a Jew keeps Shabbos, he shows that he believes in the fact that Hashem created the world, something from nothing, chiddush olam, in six days, and on the seventh day he rested. V'oz zoichen la'asos nefoshos al yedei ha-hishtoikikus v'kisuf nekdusha. And on Shabbos especially, we're zoiche to create, to generate these new souls through our yearning for Kedusha. V'zeo b'chinas ha-nefesh ha-yesera she-zoichen b'shabes ha-yidei h'shtoikas v'kisufim rotzni Kedusha. And this is why the Gemara tells us, everybody knows, that on Shabbos you receive a neshama yesera, a nefesh yesera. How? Through this yearning, through this desire for Hashem. Bechinas Raiva Deraivan. As we said, that the holiest time on Shabbos is called Raiva Deraivan, which means Rotzayim Sheberetzayna, it's Shemiz Gala B'Shabbos. This highest level of yearning and desire from us to Hashem and from Hashem to us that's revealed on Shabbos. Vaideze zoichin shetio hu achila bebchinas lechem aponim kanal. And this is what makes it that the food, when a person has tikkun abris and shleimus emunah and this ishtoikikus and kisufin, we said that this elevates the person's achila to the level of lechem aponim. V'alkein ikra lechem aponim hu b'shabbos. And this is why the main part of the mitzvah of lechem aponim in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan was on Shabbos. She'oz oyrchenu mesadrin es lechem aponim. That's when they prepared and organized the lechem aponim. Ki b'shabbos nasin kol habechinos anal. Because on Shabbos is when all of these levels of Kedusha are generated. The tikkun abris, the emunah, the kisu, the rotzayim, shaydeze zeichen lelechem aponim, through which we are zeichet to lechem aponim. V'alkein tzrichen lispor sheva shabosois tmimois kidei sheyu nechlolin kol shivas himei bereishis b'shabbos. This is also why we have to count these 7 complete weeks in order to be zeichet to plug all the 7 days of the week into Shabbos. Shekol yoim voyoim yeh nichlal b'Shabbos. That each one of the 7 days, yom rishon b'Shabbos, yom sheni b'Shabbos, to plug them all into Shabbos. Kedei sheyekabel mishabbos b'chinas he'oras harotzoyim, so that they can receive from Shabbos this great light of rotzoyim, of desire, shehu b'chinas kisufin digdusha, which is this, these holy yearnings, shaydeze nas nefoshois, which generates souls, shaydeze ikar kabola satoira. And this is the essence of kabola satoira. Paragraph ches, veze b'chinas arboim v'tisha yoim. This is the concept of the 49 days of the Omer. Kalide hakisufin digdusha, zoichim b'chinas lechem aponim, Shehu lechem cham, because through this yearning of kedusha, we're zeichet to lechem aponim, which we said is that warm bread. Bechinas osir Hakadosh Baruch Hu lahitzi hacham min artika, which corresponds to another statement in the Gemara, where the Gemara uses that term warm, where the Gemara says there's going to come a time that Hashem is going to take the heater of the world, the sun, and he's going to take it out of its covering, out of its sheath. Kimavur b'maimranal, as is discussed and explained in the Torah Likutimran that we're talking about here, Torah Lamed Aleph. V'oz yiskayim v'orachamo yeshivasayim. And then it will be fulfilled, the fact that the Navi says that the light of the sun will be 7 times as powerful as what it is today. Shivosayim means 7. Shiva means 7. Shivosayim means 7 times 7. Shehu shiva pomim shiva, which is 7 times 7. Shehu bechinas shiva shavuos shel sfiras oimer. This corresponds to the 7 weeks of the oimer. 7 times 7 there also. Shebohem mishtoikekim v'nechsofim l'Hashem Yisborach. We said earlier that that's the time that a Jew feels a tremendous deep yearning for Hashem. Shaydeze zoichin l'racham ha-shevasayim, through which we're zoicha to receive that bright light of the sun, that 49x power of the sun. Bechinas v'zorcho lochem yirei shmi shemesh tzedakah, as the Pasuk says in Malachi, that there'll come a time when those who have the proper respect for Hashem will receive the full light of the sun. All of this a person is zeichet to when they have the right desires, that deep yearning and desire for Kedusha, which is the main avoida of Sfira Soimer. Paragraph Tes, V'ze b'chinas isur dam. Now we can understand also why the Torah forbids us to drink blood. Ki hadam hu hanefesh. The Torah tells us the blood is the soul, the life of the person. It's the soul. It's called the nefesh in the Torah. V'al kein ikar yitzias Mitzrayim ho yaydei kisuf nigdusha. And this is also why the main thing that helped Klal Yisrael get out of Egypt was these yearnings of kedusha. Shaydeze ois nefoshes nigdusha. That's how we generate holy souls. Vaydeze ikar tikun hadamim. And that's what leads to a tikun for the blood. Sheboze hoyatolui ikar hagula, upon which was dependent the being zeche to leave Egypt. Al yedei tikun hadamim, ki yodua, through the tikun of the blood, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, vo'oymar loch bidomayich chayi, vo'oymar loch bidomayich chayi, that when Hashem saw the Jewish people suffering in the exile in Egypt, Hashem said these famous words, bidomayich chayi, with your blood you will live, with your blood you will live. And the Sifrei Kabbalah expound on this and explain this, that one of the major things that required a tikkun in Mitzrayim was blood, the blood in a sense. That's why we had the Dam Pesach and the Dam Mila. Vayidei kisuf nigdusha, shaydeze ois nefoshois, ayideze mezakhin umesaknin hadamim. When a Jew is zeichet to have these proper desires for Kedusha and yearnings for Kedusha, that's how they generate souls, and that's how they purify and correct anything that's wrong in the blood. Ki hadam hu hanefesh, because the Torah says the blood is nefesh. Ve'oz dam nekar v'naseh cholov. And when a person has these ritzonos of Kedusha, then the blood changes and becomes milk. Shehu b'chinas nekudos hakesef. This corresponds to how Rabbeinu Zal explained and described the ratzon of kedusha. He connected it with nekudos hakesef. Kesef means is miloshen kisufin, yearning, desire. Kesef also means silver. Silver is whitish. Bechinas moicho chivra kekaspa, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, that on the right side, on the side of chesed, kindness, the moyach is white like silver, versus reddish like gold. Shemishom nimshach lavnunis hadamim, that's where the whiteness of the blood, the purification of the blood, comes from. Bechinas dam nekar v'naseh cholov. As the Gemara tells us, blood changes into milk.